This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The weather is starting to cool down in New Hampshire, which makes this a good time to turn up the heat with some music that calls to mind the beach and sunshine.
I'm reminiscing of a time I'm missing, a time that I could still reclaim.
Salem-based musician Joe Sambo's new album, The Wrong Impression, features reggae warm enough to erase the chill of autumn. This song is called Reclaim. The Wrong Impression reached number one on the reggae charts this spring, and last month, Joe Sambo won the New England Music Award in the category of Best Male Performer of the Year. Joe Sambo joins me in the studio now. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Very well, and congrats on the New England Music Award. That seems like a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So tell us about when you started to really like reggae. When did it come into your life?
I just have a very musical family. So my dad pretty much raised me on funk and reggae and jazz, a bunch of different types of stuff. I listen to everything, but reggae, you can't not nod your head to reggae, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody of all walks of life can get into it, you know?
Were there any particular reggae artists that you were into early in your life?
Honestly, mostly like Americanized reggae, like Sublime, Slightly Stupid, bands like that is what got me into it. And then that attracted me more into looking into the more original styles of it from Jamaica, Peter Tosh, all that. I really got into that after.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit about the music on the album. One of the songs that I think got a lot of play in local press was because of the video.
Yes.
And it's the song How We Do. So let's listen to a little bit of that.
Now let me bring you up to date on what I'm doing, giving up a clean slate. I'm stepping up to bat, I'm sweeping up the plate. Not even ready because today is the day.
So in this video, you see you with a surfboard in shorts. In, it must be, you know, December or January in Manchester.
It was in February.
February, yes. Okay. So snow everywhere. The image is just is funny and striking, and the music is so incongruous. You don't expect that kind of warm weather music in cold downtown Manchester. Yeah. So tell us about where this music video came from.
So, you know, I had done a photo shoot of that same concept in January, and I took some pictures with a surfboard in the middle of downtown Manchester, and I still had all those clothes in my car, and me and my buddies, we have a studio called Revelry Studios in Manchester, and we got snowed in, and I had all the stuff, and we had all this camera gear, so we're like, let's go out in the blizzard and make a cool video, and that we edited it in the night and posted it the next day, and it was pretty well received, especially from people from New Hampshire.
How have audiences been in New Hampshire with respect to being receptive to the kind of music you play?
It's been great. You wouldn't think, but New Hampshire and New England in general has an awesome, thriving reggae scene. And there's a lot of great bands coming out of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, the East Coast too, Florida, all these bands, like they're networking in a way where New England's kind of putting it on the map. It's pretty cool.
Let me ask you about the accent, right? The accent that you use in these songs, because you don't have that now. But in some of the songs, it's a very heavily Jamaican accent. Is that?
You think so?
I thought so. Well, maybe it's not Jamaican, but it's common to those native from Jamaica who are singing this kind of music.
Okay.
It's not the kind of accent that I hear, for example, in Sublime,
for sure,
or 311. So could you talk a little bit about the accent you adopt here?
In a lot of ways, if you listen to the whole record, it's very, very universal, very unique in the sense that there's like a punk rock song, there's like a classic reggae type style, there's a hip hop style, and I'm a songwriter at heart, so I write for what's best for the song, and it may entail some sort of accent or way of making the song how I intended it to be heard.
I'm hoping to continue this for miles and miles. Reality longevity, I bet you get sick, cause all along the way we got this reggae music.
As far as like cultural appropriating a culture, I want to respect the music itself and write for the song, and that's what I try to do with every song. You know,
it is a fine line, isn't it?
Because it is a fine line.
You know, we're you're a white guy here in New Hampshire playing a music that is not native to this area, but it's also being adopted widely by a variety of cultures.
Absolutely.
So
music is music. It's a universal language, if you ask me.
Is there something about the style reggae that lends itself to the kind of emotions you're putting into your songs?
I'd say so. And overall, my songs have that reggae undertone, but it's a lot of different influences I've had throughout my life, musically and like personally. You can hear it in my lyrics. And I think I'll always have that like kind of tropical undertone of the they call them skanks, the skank. I don't even consider what I do reggae. I do what Joe Sambo does, you know.
You don't think it's reggae?
It definitely has its influences. But like I said, if you listen to the whole record, there's way more influences than just reggae. How much I loved her. Whoa.
And this defining moment will forever change. So you're 27.
Yes.
This is your full, The Wrong Impression is your first full-length album.
Mm-hmm.
Did really well, obviously. It made number one on the charts for reggae this spring. Where do you see your music career going from here?
I see a lot of traveling in the future. At least that's what I'm hoping for. So really, I'm just trying to continue to create content, put out more videos, put out more music. Hopefully by the end of the year, maybe early 2020, I'll have some new songs out, new videos out, and just start hitting the road, check out different parts of the country.
Well, Joe Sambo, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And as we sort of wrap up our time together, what's a song we should play on the way out?
On the way out, Clear the Air. I think that'd be a good one.
All right. Well, here's Clear the Air from Joe Sambo's new album, The Wrong Impression. And you can find a link to that music video that we talked about at nhpr.org, as well as a link to Joe Sambo's Spotify page. Joe, thanks again.
Thank you. So let's clear the air to wash our worries away. It takes one conversation. Clear the air. Oh, oh, oh. Clear the air to wash our worries away. It takes one conversation. Clear the air. Ha. Most people with pain run away, run away. They're running away. Building up the anger to so negative a day. Never want to tell you what's bugging them. The shoulders be shrugging and treat them bad like enemy. We've got a recipe for positivity. It takes a little productivity. Just talk out the problem. The first step to solving them, you got to believe in me. Clear the air to wash our worries away. It takes one conversation. Clear the air. Oh, oh, oh. Clear the air to wash our worries away. It takes one conversation. And take a second to go with it, 'cause the energy created from the music, it's a moving in it. Bless our neighbor, bless the world in the beat.